You know, just earlier I said we. I think we're a we now.
We are a we. You did say it. And I was like, oh.
I know. We're halfway through the season.
Yay.
And I think we're officially a we.
High five.
Let's look at high five. This is our first bonus episode, so congratulations. You get more of us if you're listening. I know.
Congratulations.
Bonus for you.
Lucky you.
We just wanted to take a second and reflect on the season.
So every episode has been super special to me. I don't know about you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any memories that you want to talk about?
I think one of my favorite memories probably was both of our faces during the Betty we heard Betty's story for the first time. I was looking at you. Everyone who was in the room was just kind of looking at each other with mouths wide open.
Dropped open.
So I just remember how we were meeting this incredible, lovely woman. Yeah. Honestly, it comforted me. We hear the story of Betty's past. If you haven't listened to that, it's episode 1.
Yep.
And if you want to be comforted that your mess in your life is nothing for God to overcome, then Betty is the episode for you. We listened in all of our eyes and all of our faces were just incredible. So
it sounds like the rest of you all agreed, because it is our most listened to podcast to date. We were all in the room, and I remember when she finished talking, we kind of looked at each other thinking, does it actually get better than this? We kind of believed that her story was just going to be a home run, which was awesome.
We love to have fun on most of our episodes. My favorite moments, favorite parts are usually when we just crack up. We just have enjoyed the interviews. We've enjoyed our guests, and all of them have been fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, really fun.
I would love to hang out with any of these women. Seriously, it would be so much fun.
For me, the toughest part about learning how to be a good host, I did not really realize until we started this process that I had some fear around just exposing myself on a lot of levels. For me, it's not scary to teach.
Mm-hmm.
That's a comfortable realm for me because it's not as revealing about me.
Yep.
It's a scary thing for me to just talk about what's really in the bottom of my heart sometimes. It feels a little exposing.
Yes, exposing myself and exposing my family. I tend to walk out of the room and walk back into my normal work world, maybe a little bit more guarded, thinking somebody now knows a lot of my business that I would not have normally told them.
Yep.
And they may not like me anymore.
For me, the process of this podcast is a process with God where I'm figuring out how to be comfortable with my own voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk
a lot.
So I didn't know that I had a deep... You said a lot.
I know. I was waiting for you to laugh. Is she going to laugh?
That's funny stuff right there. But I didn't really know that there is a level of just opinion, discussion. Let me tell you what I really think. Here's my inner thoughts about something. I didn't really realize there was a layer that I'm uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
And so it's been a process for me and God to go, it's okay. It's even okay if people don't like it, feel disappointed, or don't agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love that messiness. And so it's been good for me to just move through that.
And should we plug our producer?
Yes!
And our sound engineer? Our sound engineer is not here. His name is Dave Kendall, and he's a master. He makes us sound really, really good. And then we have our producer. His name is Caleb Mathis. Say hi, Caleb.
Hi.
You're the first guy. You are the first male voice.
That's right.
And now stop talking.
Yes, Caleb joined. He only joined our team right before we started doing IKR.
Right.
So he got to know Latasha and I like super quick.
Yeah.
He probably knows more about me and more of me than most people I've worked with for several years. So
I have jokingly, but not really jokingly, said I wish he would follow me around and just edit everything I say.
Yes. So
I would sound
takes these interviews that we do
and
turns them into something that you can follow the arc and understand the point of.
That's right. Because we talk for like an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, and he cuts out all the things that just too ridiculous for people to hear. Which
and
we
the things you just frankly shouldn't hear.
Which maybe one day we'll throw some outtakes out there one day.
Oh, that would be fun.
It would be embarrassing.
Caleb's like, that's another job for me to do.
Caleb, get on that.
Sounds great. So you guys, thank you for listening, for sharing, for being plugged in. Yep. The response to this and how kind of grassrootsy it sort of is has actually been incredible. We have thousands and thousands of listens, and we have over 2,000 subscribers. It's really been awesome to see women responding to the various topics and episodes. How can our listeners engage further?
Well, you know what? If you like what you hear, honestly, we would love for you to rate us on iTunes. If you don't like what you hear, please don't rate us. I'm just kidding. That's probably not.
She's kidding, but not really.
Leave a review on iTunes. Thank you so much for the people who have done it. Not just my mom, but other people. I just thought it was going to be my mother who did it, but there were actually some real people. So we really do thank you for taking the time. And then share it. I actually sent it to a girlfriend this morning and said, hey, would you listen to this? And if you like it, do you mind sharing it with other people?
I actually, I'm in a couple of moms groups on Facebook, and some of them are across the nation, members from all over the nation. And I really connected Jenny's episode to a lot of conversations on the moms group. There's a lot of younger moms who ask advice about baby stuff. And I figured if they're asking about baby stuff, they're probably thinking about their body right after they had a baby. And I just wanted to be encouraging. So I posted that episode on my mom's group.
That's really smart.
And said, hey. And I always say, our guest is awesome.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit weird doing that because it's us. But at the same time, it's really the guest who has the meat of encouragement. 100%. And so I just wanted them to hear Jenny because she was awesome. And I thought, I want these moms to be encouraged and to feel like they're awesome, which they are. Yeah. So I shared it on mom's group. So you could do that. iKR is on Instagram. You can follow us at iKR Podcast. Did I say that right?
Yay. You did. You
I said it right. Good job. Instagram lingo.
And
killed
for,
it.
For you people like me who totally know how to use email, we're at ikr@crossroads.net.
The last episode is going to be really fun. We are going to put a big bowl in the middle of the table and lots of little pieces of paper that contain topics that you want us to talk about. It could be absolutely anything. Anything is fair game.
Anything is fair game?
Anything.
Caleb, did you agree to this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can ask us to talk about Latasha's makeup.
Which I'm wearing today.
You look lovely.
Well, thank you.
You can ask us to talk about anything that we've said or not said over the season, any new topics, anything. Literally anything is fair game. On Instagram or on email, you can enter the conversation by telling us what are the topics you just want us to go rapid fire. Tell us what you think about this. Give us something to think about. Tell us where to find them in the Bible. Whatever you want to ask or think or know, we want to do just kind of rapid fire fun from our listeners. So start sending that in. We'll do a little post on Instagram about it. And you can also feel free to email us.
Yes.
ikr@crossroads.net.
Oh, my palms are sweating.
I know. So anyway, keep listening. Stay with us.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. It's been really fun. And please share any of the episodes that you like and listen. We've got five more and some bonuses coming your way.
Yep. We're grateful for you guys, and we hope that this is serving you. Again, I think we said earlier that this is, for us, it's not about entertaining. You can find far better. We've learned that there are far better podcasts out there. But we hope that this, in some way, shape, or form, connects you closer to God, or at least has you asking questions about Him. That's really why we're here. But we're so grateful for you, and thank you for the feedback, and thank you for the sharing. We're grateful.
I know, right?